Can you tell me about that moment when you found out, when the news broke?
I was working in the lab with some of the students, and my phone was nearly dead, so it was kind of charging on a windowsill, and I had heard it ring a time or two, I think, and didn't really know who it was. So I thought, well, I'll check back with them after we wrap up what we're doing here in the lab. So I set the phone back down, and after I set the phone down, I was walking away, it rang again. So kind of out of frustration, I grabbed the phone, probably kind of abruptly said hello. And it was a reporter, and he said they'd like to speak to me. And, the first thing that I thought of was we had some people in the field, that something had happened somewhere. Maybe someone got hurt or there was an accident. I'm always thinking that it's got to be something bad, not good. They said, you have no idea why we're calling. And I said, no. And they said, well, maybe you should, do a quick Google search and we'll phone you back. And I said, okay. And I hung up the phone and I didn't ask what I should Google search. So it was kind of awkward. I started searching. I just searched WVU Caffey and immediately there was several hits about what was going on with Volkswagen.
Since last fall, Volkswagen has had to confess to its cheating. It's had to pay up $15 billion so far. And the scandal still isn't over, right? Just this summer, three more states sued Volkswagen for breaking their environmental laws. Meanwhile, you were named one of Time's 100 most influential people in 2016. And you're at WVU still. You're still the director of CAFE. How has your team changed as a result of the Volkswagen scandal?
We kind of let our guard down a bit and weren't able to do the things that we normally do. I mean, we're a research funding based organization, so all of our payroll has to come through projects. My number one focus right now is trying to keep our team together, and it's a challenge. The state is at least facing times that don't look so good, but I've got to find a way to keep Mark here. So, if I have to do bake sales or something like that, I'll learn how to bake this weekend.
Would it be fair to say that CAFE has taken on a more innovative side?
We also launched a new initiative called the Innovation Corporation. So this new entity, CAFE, is part of that. And as part of that, the university has made significant investment, millions of dollars, to open a new facility for us off campus. We've always had the desire to do more fundamental research or at least more leading edge research. But many times we found ourselves unable to do that because, when you're inevitably looking at the bottom line each month and trying to figure out where you're going to pay the staff. So, there's a lot of sleepless nights wondering where am I going to find the money to pay them next month. One of the challenges we have is a lot of the people we compete with, are at large institutions that have very big endowments. And so, they don't have these concerns. They don't have these day-to-day worries. A lot of the stuff is at least stabilized through that foundation or, endowment funding. And we've never had that luxury. So, I'm very hopeful and we're working toward that.
Could you explain to our listeners why in academia notoriety doesn't translate into more funds?
Well, I mean, when you submit a proposal, that proposal is reviewed by a number of people. And you're really, very objectively assessed based on the merit of the idea itself. So just because you happen to be, someone that has, done this or been, recognized for doing something like we did, that doesn't make your next idea any better than the next.
Just wanted to add, I told one of my colleagues, told him that you were coming, and he said that if he had a Volkswagen diesel, he would ask you to sign it.
we had a lot of mixed responses. That was another remarkable thing about this story is that we had a lot of just private individuals that, and there were some that were very, very passionate about, thank you so much. We feel like we were misled or deceived because we thought we were not only getting a quality car, which they're quality cars. I mean, there's no, you don't get to be number one in the world by making a subpar product. But on the other hand, you had people that were very passionate that they thought that they were going to have their vehicle taken away. I mean, there was, you know, someone that was going to drive their car through my office and things like that. So the amount of passion that we saw out of just, you know, individuals sending emails was pretty amazing.